staying calm when voices rise and emotion fills the space. In motorcycle club chaplaincy, some of the most important ministry moments happen when emotion rises fast. Voices get louder. Faces tighten. A parking lot gets quiet because everyone senses that something is about to happen. A family conversation turns sharp after a memorial ride. A rider already carrying grief reacts hard to one careless comment. A spouse lets out months of frustration. Someone who seemed fine all day suddenly breaks. In those moments, a chaplain does not need to be dramatic. A chaplain needs to be calm. Calm presence is not passivity. It is not weakness. It is not pretending everything is okay. Calm presence means you bring steadiness into an unstable moment. You do not become part of the emotional fire. You do not match anger with anger. You do not perform authority to impress people. You do not start preaching over raw emotion. You stay grounded, alert, and prayerful. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." That verse matters in chaplaincy. Tone matters. Timing matters. Pace matters. When tension rises, your first task is not to win the moment. Your first task is to lower the temperature without becoming controlling. Sometimes that starts with your body language. Keep your movements steady. Do not rush in like law enforcement if you are not law enforcement. Do not point. Do not crowd people. Do not act tougher than you are. Stand in a way that is open, respectful, and non-threatening. Second, use fewer words. In conflict, too many words usually make things worse. Say simple things like, "Let's slow this down," or "I'm here," or "We do not need to escalate this," or "Let's take one step back and breathe." Short words often help more than long explanations. Third, remember that anger is not always the deepest emotion in the room. Sometimes anger is covering grief. Sometimes it is covering fear, shame, exhaustion, or old pain. Ministry Sciences reminds us that people under stress often react before they reflect. The chaplain must not be fooled by the surface emotion alone. The organic human's perspective also matters here. People are embodied souls. Conflict is not just verbal. It affects breathing, posture, muscle tension, memory, and spiritual openness. A chaplain who understands that will slow the pace and pay attention to the whole person, not only the words being spoken. You should also know your limits. You are not there to take over every heated moment. Some situations require security, emergency help, or leadership intervention. A chaplain should never confuse ministry presence with total control. If someone is becoming physically dangerous, intoxicated, or impossible to redirect, get the right help. But many high emotion moments do not need force. They need one steady person who does not add fuel. Sometimes the best thing you can say is, "This is not the best moment to settle everything." Or, "Let's not say something we cannot take back." Or, "Would it help to step aside for a minute?" Calm presence builds trust over time. People remember who stayed steady. They remember who did not turn their pain into a spectacle. They remember who respected dignity when emotion was high. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That is excellent motorcycle chaplaincy advice. When voices rise and emotion fills the space, do not try to be impressive. Be grounded. Be prayerful. Be wise. Be calm enough that other people can begin to settle because you entered the moment well. That is part of faithful chaplain ministry,